FNC's Carlson, Biden admin says mass immigration plan not something that will make your life better, it's something you deserve. By Jeff Poor on January 22, 2021. Thursday on Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson Tonight. Host Tucker Carlson questioned the benefits of the policies immediately enacted by the new Biden administration. He wondered how they would benefit the country. Carlson spoke specifically on immigration and noted that Biden had previously been very aggressive in his rhetoric on the issue. Transcript as follows. Carlson, it is Joe Biden's first day in office, and you know what that means? CNN can finally take that COVID death ticker off the screen. There's no reason for it now. It's not like you can blame Joe Biden for some Chinese virus that escaped from a lab in Wuhan. It wouldn't be fair. Come on now. CNN dutifully removed it this morning. COVID deaths, settle down, America. It's just a bad flu season. Joe Biden apparently agrees. He and his family were photographed in Washington last night without masks. But not a big deal, explained his flack today, quote. He was celebrating a historic day in our country. We have bigger things to worry about. Okay. Makes sense. By the way, what are those bigger things that Joe Biden is worrying about? Well, since this happens to be Joe Biden's maiden day in the job, we can actually answer that question with some specificity. You can tell what people care most about by what's at the top of their to-do lists. At the top of Joe Biden's to-do list were two things: opening the borders and crushing our country's last remaining independent economic sector. So that's what he is doing. First, Biden signed an executive order revoking the permit for the Keystone XL pipeline. No matter how you feel about fossil fuel, and if you drive a car or fly airplanes or use the hospital or enjoy electricity, you might want to think carefully about how you feel about fossil fuel. There is no question and there's no getting around the economic effect of this decision. Millions of Americans don't have jobs right now. But with a single shaky signature, Joe Biden just put another 11,000 people out of work in this country just like that. But he wasn't done. Biden also instructed the Department of Homeland Security to halt deportations of illegal aliens. And when we say illegal aliens, by the way, pretty sure we won't be allowed to say illegal aliens because it'll be hate speech and therefore illegal. But tonight when we say illegal aliens, we mean millions of illegal aliens. Not just the countless undocumented Americans that Joe Biden tells us are busy curing cancer, winning Nobel Prizes, and in general, being a lot more impressive than you have ever been. But this doesn't apply simply to them. Biden's order also includes non-Nobel Prize-winning illegal aliens. And that means criminals, rapists, murderers, other people who are dangerous to you and me. So the message is clear: if you break our laws to get here and commit violent felonies once you arrive, sometimes against American citizens, Joe Biden will reward you with blanket amnesty. And just to show how much he means it, Joe Biden will do that on his very first day as president. It's a pretty strong, straight statement. So why wouldn't, seeing that statement, every poor person in the world sneak into America? Well, of course, they would. You would. We would, and they will. Increasing the size of America's population is the whole point of the exercise, and Joe Biden himself explained that when he first started running for president. Begin video clip. Joe Biden, D., President of the United States, we could afford to take in a heartbeat another 2 million people. The idea that a country of 330 million people cannot absorb people who are in desperate need, and who are justifiably fleeing oppression is absolutely bizarre. Absolutely bizarre. I would also move to increase the total number of immigrants able to come to the United States. End video clip. Carlson, we can afford to take another 2 million people in a heartbeat, explained Joe Biden. Really? Can we? We are that rich a country. Are we getting a lot richer? Have you done the math on that, Mr. President? How exactly did you calculate those numbers? Can we see them? Unfortunately, we can't see those numbers. Joe Biden is not a numbers guy. Joe Biden is all heart, closer to a religious leader than an accountant, and that's why in his first address from the Oval Office, Joe Biden unveiled a bust of Cesar Chavez, the famed left-wing labor leader who led the Great Pickers Union in California in the 60s and 70s. Our easily impressed friends in the media world, needless to say, easily impressed by this. They saw it as a gesture of racial solidarity or something. Biden Cesar Chavez bust in the Oval signals a new era for Latinos. Activists hope, read a totally real headline in the Washington Post. It's all pretty hilarious if you know anything about Cesar Chavez. Chavez, the man, not the bronze image in the Oval Office. The real Cesar Chavez, passionately hated illegal immigration. He said so all the time, he never stopped saying it. Immigration lowers the wages of American workers. That's the whole point of it, of course. Cesar Chavez wasn't well educated, but he was not stupid. He understood exactly what was going on. He was enraged by the efforts to open our border with Mexico. He knew it was another corporate scam posing as a human rights imperative. We must. Right? When the government refused to secure the border, Cesar Chavez's men did it themselves. In the winter of 1979, look it up. Members of Chavez's union, the United Fruit Workers, formed what they call a human wetline. As in wetback, their word not ours, across the southern desert and brutally assaulted Mexican nationals trying to come north for work. Cesar Chavez's men hit them with chains. That happened for real. That's the guy Joe Biden just told us he reveres. No one believes that. No one knows anything. No one in Central America believes that. Believes Joe Biden really has any idea who Cesar Chavez was. All they know is that amnesty has been announced, so of course, they're coming. Why wouldn't they? Begin video clip. Question: what do you want for your people? Unidentified male: what I want for my people. I just want patience and pass that we can get to the US because they are having a new president, Biden. He is going to help all of us. He has given us 100 days to get to the US and give us legal minted paper so we can get a better life for our kids and family. End video clip. Carlson, 100 days. They know the details already, better than most Americans do. He's going to help all of us. And they're right. All of us includes people like Luciano Dominguez Trejo. He was arrested in this country for sexually assaulting a minor. Thanks to Joe Biden, he gets to stay here. So does Juan Hernandez Rodriguez. Rodriguez is a self-described gang member with convictions for felony grand theft and burglary. He's been ordered removed from this country 5 separate times, but he's still here. Now, he's staying. So is Atanasio Arellano Gutierrez, another convicted gang member convicted of felony burglary. Also Luis Rodriguez Jacobo convicted of manslaughter. Sandos Maria won't be going anywhere either. He was also convicted of manslaughter along with armed robbery. When Joe Biden tells you the real threat to our country comes from within, these are definitely not the people he is talking about. Of course, he's talking about you. He's certainly not talking about Fernando de Jesus Lopez Garcia. Like millions of people in California, Lopez Garcia is living in this country illegally. He's been arrested multiple times for violent crimes. But the state of California has allowed him to stay in order not to seem racist. Then finally, inevitably, in November, this happened. Begin video clip. Unidentified male, voiceover: San Jose transformed into a horrific crime scene in what the mayor says was a preventable tragedy. Unidentified male, multiple system failures led to this moment. Unidentified male, voiceover: police say Fernando Lopez, an undocumented transient, used a knife to stab 5 people at Grace Baptist Church, which was serving as a homeless shelter. 2 homeless people, a man and a woman, were killed. 2 other transients and a church volunteer were wounded. Lopez had been deported 3 times and has a history of domestic violence arrests. Officials said he should not have been out on the streets. End video clip. Carlson, it was a failure of multiple systems. No, it wasn't. Our systems work, we just don't use them. It was a failure of will. It was our country perverted by bad ideas. Self-destructive suicidal ideas, which seems to have taken hold among the people in charge. Immigration law exists to keep things like the things you just saw from happening. In a typical 100-day period last year, for example, federal ICE agents removed 46,800 immigrants with criminal convictions or pending criminal charges. That's a lot of people, 46,000. Now, they're all staying. And that's fine with Joe Biden. It's not like they're trying to operate a restaurant in New Jersey during quarantine or walk through a park without a mask on. They're not criminals. They're civil rights heroes. One thing for certain, they're definitely not aliens. And that's another change we learned about this week. Henceforth, The totally monitored and not at all radical Biden administration demands that federal agencies refer to illegal aliens as, quote, non-citizens. Now that's less precise, obviously, but it's way less racist, so it's better. Joe Biden himself is going to try to remember this. Less than a year ago, he kept forgetting, was still using the wrong term. Begin video clip. Biden, there are certain things you cannot deport an undocumented alien for, an undocumented person for. End video clip. Carlson, undocumented alien, oh, sorry, undocumented person, phew. That was close. At 78, Joe Biden narrowly avoided a moment of white supremacy on television. But rest assured, Joe Biden is careful with his language. He knows in the name of unity, people should not be allowed to use certain words or have certain thoughts. Everyone must think exactly the same thing all the time. Now, if that seems like mandatory conformity to you and terrifying, no, it is unity. And that's why in the Biden administration's website, you can now select your preferred pronouns as you fill out the contact form. Bigotry has met its defeat on the White House website. Hallelujah. We do have one nagging question though. What exactly is the point of all of these things that have been done in the last 24 hours? Will any of these changes, these bigger things that Joe Biden has enacted on his very first day in office actually help any living American? We're pretty sure the pronoun thing will appeal to whatever tiny group of deluded unhappy people still believe that destroying nature's gender roles is a form of liberation. Talk about a war on nature. So they're very excited. Congrats to them. But what about everyone else? How, for example, does amnesty and the waves of mass illegal immigration that inevitably will follow make this a better, more united country? You're not supposed to ask that question. But it's totally fair. The rest of us live here, we have a right to know. How does this make our country better and more united? Anyone who tries to answer that question, not that anyone has so far, but anyone who does should first have to explain whatever happened to the state of California, the state with the most illegal immigration by far? How exactly in the course of a single generation did the best state in the union become the worst state? How did the place that so many Americans desperately wanted to move to become the place that millions of Americans are fleeing? Honestly, what's the answer to that question? No, one of the media asked today. But during the briefing, the question of immigration did come up, and here's how the new White House press secretary responded to it. Begin video clip. Jen Psaki, White House press secretary, immigration, we consider as part of racial equity, and part of, which is a broad issue, but that's how the president has spoken about that crisis over the past several months. And clearly, it is an enormous priority to him. End video clip. Carlson, so there you go. That's the answer, I guess. The Biden administration's immigration plan is not designed to improve the United States of America. It's not intended to make Americans happier, or richer, or more secure, or more united. Now, you might think those would be the aims of every government policy, always. But no, not in this case. The point of Joe Biden's immigration plan is, quote, racial equity. Now, we've got to be completely honest with you, and say that we're not exactly sure what that means. The point is racial equity. Unfortunately, nobody asked. In the coming weeks, we're going to do our best to find out, since this is a government policy, it matters and we have a right to know. But as of tonight, it sounds a lot like punishment. Mass immigration, explains Joe Biden, isn't something that will make your life better. It's something you deserve. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.